Saturday night, Max Sync on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Hey, be sure to check out the new website, MaxSyncRadio.com. There's podcasts there. There's awesomeness there. There is Rocker's Blood, which is really ink from the magazine, all over the website.
Oh, nice.
It's MaxSyncRadio.com, Rocker. Great job on that, by the way, man.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, after 18 years in the beer business, entrepreneur Wade Woods is mixing his other passions, honey and cannabis, to form a new company out of Madison focusing on education for both bees and the plant. Tonight, Wade Woods is in the studio to tell us all about this new THC sparkling water products and the annual market event, Glass for Good. Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Wade.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
This is so interesting to me. Okay, so 18 years in the beer business. Tell us about the journey from beer to now THC and honey. And does it sound better than milk?
It's been a wild ride for sure.
The bees part too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's huge.
Bees are very important to us. And I think, you know, there's a lot of education that needs to be there for that as well, you mm-hmm. know. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, just, you know, spent 18 years in the beer industry. I'm still in the beer industry working with Carbon 4 and Ale Asylum here out of Madison as well. I was kind of working with more of the huge corporate world beer, you know. We won't mm-hmm. name names, but, you know, I got sick of kind of that corporate world stuff, you know. Beer 20 years ago was a lot of fun, you know. It changed a lot over the time. And obviously, it's a lot of fun with Carbon 4 Ale Asylum because it's on a much smaller level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Working, you know, just starting to do things that weren't right for your buyers and stuff like that. It was like, you know, I think I'm ready to get out of it, you know.
And, well, congratulations. Yeah. Huge step, but you're smiling about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, talk about the community here in Madison in particular between the brewers. I mean, everybody's mm-hmm. in business for themselves. They're making beers a business, but there's a huge, everybody kind of rallies around each other here in Madison.
No, it's really cool to see, you know, obviously, yeah, you know, us at Carbon 4, we borrow barrels to people that need them, other right. breweries, you know, if they're short on them and vice versa, you know, breweries have helped us out with if we're short on a bag of ingredients, you know, it's like, hey, we got it, come get it, we'll get you back, you know, but
oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
I think the Madison beer scene's really cool, you know, and there's a lot of great breweries in Madison, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun.
Now, tell us about your company, Honey Bee Cannabis, and your mission, and, you know, a little bit more about, I mean, how does somebody mix those two?
Mm. Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot of things. Again, bees, very, very important. Mm. And then, you know, my personal opinion is cannabis is probably one of the most beneficial plants on the planet. You know, it can help in so many different ways.
Is cannabis a pretty, like, a big pollinator for bees?
Not so much pollinating, because, you know, it's a... Wind pollinated is cannabis, but
right.
we found out bees do really like cannabis, and it's more of, you know, especially in Wisconsin, you know, cannabis is kind of one of the last flowering plants. So
do they like brandy too?
That I don't know. I'll try to do a little study. Study on that and see.
So I guess I'm missing the connection to cannabis and bees. Fine tune that for me.
So yes, in California and some other states, you know, they're learning, and, you know, some people might not agree if it can actually happen, but there's like THC honey that is untouched by humans, you know, because mm-hmm. let's say, you know, the bees are landing on that plant, they're pulling small parts of the, you know, trichomes and the crystals off the plant, they go back to the hive.
I gotcha.
So it's still, you know, I've read a lot that says it can be done, you know. I'm still pretty novice as a beekeeper. I'll be 100% honest there.
You are beekeeping.
Yes, I'm beekeeping.
Awesome. Wow.
Not quite as much as I'd like to. I mean, obviously both sides of the business are awesome, but there's something about being with bees. Like I absolutely love it. You
that
know?
Is and, so good. Thank you for doing that. Like we said, it's so important. We need our bees.
What's the number one educational thing that really people need to know about bees? What's something that you really push?
Well, I think, you know, one thing a lot of people I don't think realize is, you know, one out of every three bites of food we eat are because of bees and pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wow.
And
it's
just very educational. You know, I think most people see bees just and oh, bees kill them. They sting you. You know, honeybees are completely different. You know, their last line of defense is to sting you, because 90% of the time, if they sting you, they can't pull their barb out. And when they pull it out, or you flick it off, they die.
Yeah.
So, you know, educating the younger people that
not to be afraid.
Yeah.
Too.
Not to be afraid of, you know, and educating on the difference between bees, you know.
You know what's really funny is when you see somebody that there's some flying insects, doesn't matter what it is, but they're out there going, ah, they're swinging their arms.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Swinging and everything. And relax. It's okay.
Exactly. And I think it's just.
Rocker.
As long as I have a, you know, thing of Benadryl in my pocket.
Oh, right? Gosh.
Yeah. And I think, that's another educational piece, too. Yeah. It's like, if you're trying to beat them off you and all that, that's what's going to kind of aggravate them and put them in that defense mode. Mm-hmm. Again, wasps, that's a different story.
Well, yeah.
Like those things can do buggers. Some damage, you know? And obviously I don't like to kill any bees, but I get a lot of calls in the fall about, hey, I think I have honeybees outside. What, you know, can you help me? And I'd say 9 times out of 10, you know, I go and they're wasps.
Ooh,
so,
shoot.
You know, again, it's just educating those people too. It's like, I know I have honeybees. I know. I'm like, are you sure? All right, I'll come check it out.
That's great.
Like, those are wasps.
Because then you're right in front of them and you can talk about the difference and get that education out there.
That's
awesome. Great.
So Wade Wood here is from, is here with us. We have the sparkling water, THC, CBD. Tell us about the product first.
Yes. So today we're sampling a little bit of our CBD infused sparkling waters. So they're 100% organic juice. And then, you know, obviously some CBD in them. So one exciting thing is next Friday, we will be releasing our first ever THC sparkling water. Mm. So this is going to have 4.20 milligrams of THC per 12 ounce. You know, not a super high dose. It's something that people can have. And, you know, tons of really good feedback. You know, we've been approved for all the Woodman statewide. You know, we got actually 14 bars in Madison putting it on tap. Which at the moment, I think it's going to be the first cannabis draft line in Madison, maybe not the state, you know. So
a cannabis draft line. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just add vodka.
Right.
Well, I was going to ask if can you?
I'm sure you can.
That's what I'm thinking.
So with the CBD brand, I'm okay with people doing mixers because the CBD has zero THC in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. That's not what I want with the brand. So, you know, a lot of these bars I've talked to, mixing THC and alcohol is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it's going to happen in bars. You know, somebody might buy a draft and then get a shot of something. But all these bars and that we're talking with, we're all on the same page. We're not making mixed THC alcohol cocktails. Yep. You know, that's just.
Well, let's talk about the drinks that we do have here. So you poured 3 samples for us here.
Yeah.
I think my first one was lemon.
I think that was the ginger.
Ginger. That's right.
Yep.
So. I've already tried this. It's tasty. You could definitely taste. Hang on.
Ginger. That's what I'm having too, and it's it's very tasty.
This would be really good, like with some Chinese food or some Indian food for dinner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just with the brand. You know, there's a lot of other great beverage brands out there from Wisconsin as well. You know, so but I think what I'm sticking with is just the organic juice. You know, there's some other ones out there. You know, they're maybe a little bit more sugary and stuff like that. We never add sugar to it.
It's, that's good.
It's going to stay as a organic brand, you know?
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I love the no sugar. That's so important, I think too.
Yeah. And what I've learned too, you know, just in the cannabis world, you know, a lot of people that are consuming cannabis, I think are a little bit more health conscious about what they're putting in their body.
Yes.
So therefore I think, you know, that organic side of it can hopefully play out all right.
Yeah.
The second one is lemon.
I have.
I like this one. Normally, sometimes you get the lemon flavored drinks and it has kind of a bad aftertaste or a bad finish to it. This is crisp. I mean, you get the hint of lemon and gone and refreshing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yes. THC sparkling water of the week with Jimmy Kane.
And then the last one, this was the lime.
That's the lime. Yep.
Lime.
Ooh, lime.
So I do know that one. Some of the bars have been kind of doing some tequila drinks with it.
I can see that.
Yeah. And again, with the CBD side of it, I'm okay with that because there's no THC in that drink at all. So go ahead and mix away.
I love how you keep kind of referring back to education, you know, just helping bar owners and just regular patrons understand the importance of mixing or not mixing and why. That's just all terrific, I think.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's talk about the event.
Yeah, this is great.
The third annual Glass for Good, and it's coming up on Saturday, October 7th in Madison at the Dive Inn on Cottage Grove Road. There's a lot going on. Tell us what's going on in your event. I mean, I saw food trucks. I saw a marketplace. I saw music. You know, music. Yep. There's all kinds of stuff. Tell us about, and it's for a good benefit, right?
Yeah, all benefiting Dane County Humane Society. Aww. So
yeah,
third year here. You know, year one and year two, we had it out in Verona, Wisconsin. You know, just a little bit away from the masses and stuff. Still had, you know, raised good money for the Humane Society, but I think this year with, you know, the Dive In and then having Eric at Ignite Glass and Gifts sponsor it. You know, we have some great music with multi-platinum producer DJ Payne One.
Oh, wow.
We got DJ Tricombe and then...
DJ Tricombe.
Oh, yeah, Willie. Yeah,
Willie's there.
He's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah. He just actually moved back to Wisconsin. He was out of state for a while. So, and then I was over at Mickey's the other night, just watching a little band on a Wednesday night called Meander. It's a little garage band, so they're coming to rock it with us too. So,
so good.
And then, you know, great food trucks from Patty's Patties. If you like smash burgers, I highly recommend you check them out.
Love smash burgers.
Boogie's Backyard Barbecue. Great barbecue there.
Good name, too.
And
Boogie's Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah. Great people. great people, great food. And then, we got 15, I can't count right here, but 15 local glass artists all blowing stuff on spot, whether it's cups, maybe a pipe or two, but, you know. You're going to be able to enter $5 a ticket, put your name on it. All that money is going to the Humane Society. It's going to be a good time.
And you mentioned that we got to give Eric from Ignite Glass and Gifts a
shout-out.
Mm-hmm. Because he's one of our sponsors on the show as well. He's sponsoring this, too.
Yeah.
And that guy could blow some glass, I tell you what.
He's an OG. He's OG.
He is OG. Exactly right.
Yep. So, to the Dive-In for hosting, and then obviously Eric at Ignite, I'm so happy to have him on board as a sponsor. We're already kicking around other ideas for some other cool events that I think we both agree Madison needs, you know, when it's music and art. I think we can do some cool stuff.
And I love that you're bringing all the locals together too, you know, supporting each other. And you go into find Meander.
I just
listened to a band and I said, hey, come on over and play. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be a great time. So if you're around next Saturday, Dive In starts at 1 p.m. We have a ending time, a question mark, because this is a party.
Good.
We're going to raise as much money for the Humane Society as we can.
Yeah.
So come out, see the art of glass blowing. You know, that's kind of a stigma thing too, you know, with cannabis, like part of the education and the branding was trying to help destigmatize cannabis. I feel like the glass artists, maybe not so much anymore, but we're in that boat too of, you know, they're making drug paraphernalia. No, this is art. I mean, they're doing other things besides that too. So. Yep.
Awesome. Hey, Wade, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
you for the samples, too.
Yeah.
Real quick, if people want to get more information about you, about the drinks, how do we do that?
So right now, I would say Instagram or Facebook, honeybeecannabiscompany.com.
Honeybeecannabis.
I'm, you know, didn't think I'd ever own a company, so the website's not up yet. So it should have been probably day one. But you know, if you follow us on there, you'll see where these THC waters are going to be dropping, where you can find them.
We'll share the info on our social media.
We'll get it
too.
Out there. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Wade. Appreciate you.
Yeah, Wade.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course, the third annual Glass for Good, benefiting the Humane Society, Saturday, October 7th at the Dive In on Cottage Grove Road.
Nice.
Hey, brand new Amelia Ford now on Max Inc. Radio.